What is up, dear listener? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show that you are listening to is Teach Moments. The host is me, Dork. You are you. And you just heard the song Teaser by Tough Cell. This single came out a few days ago. It's up on her Bandcamp. Listen to it again if you want to check it out. And I wanted to open with Tough Cell because she performed at Shindig recently. And during her set, it sparked, I don't know why, but like that whole night, I just really was thinking about this one question, which is, how do I feel about genre conformity, innovation, growth, and cool within what I would say we consider innovative genres? So like, the more I thought about it, I kind of want to replace the word innovative with like transgressive. Like genres that their existence kind of like, there's something like, I don't want to say like offensive, but there's something like, yeah, like transgressive about them. There's something about the structure, the like technology, the content, whatever, that like, I don't know, like, I guess I also consider them like to be new genres, like a spark of a new way of looking at or like thinking about or like shaping music, I guess. And there's something like, we've talked about this on the show before, like something so like exciting about newness, but like there are also like genres that are like go in and out of vogue. And like right now, I think that hyperpop is like in vogue. It's hot. It's the new girl on the block. What's up? She's cool. And like, why is that? And like, it is such a new genre. I mean, yeah, it's such a new genre. But like, how much of that is like kind of like, I guess like the shock of it versus like, I know, kind of like what that also says about like where we culturally are at this moment. So these are the thoughts in my head, and that's kind of what we're talking about today. Just to define the terms. Transgression is an act that goes against a code of conduct and offense. Saturation is the other big word, to a very full extent, especially beyond the point regarded as necessary or desirable. And then innovate, make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods, ideas, or products. So these are the thoughts. This is what we're talking about. We're going to move on. We're going to start this convo, I guess. I guess we started with Tough Cell, but we're going to continue this convo with A.G. Cook, Show Me What, featuring Cecile Believe off of his album 7G. A.G. Cook is like, I would say, considered one of the pioneers of hyperpop music. And so we're going to play it. This is Show Me What, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Just one kiss, show me what you made of, fantasy. afraid to show me? What are you afraid to say out loud? Why are we going on like this? Keep keeping me in the dark, gotta let me in. What am I supposed to do when I am so attracted to you? I don't wanna fall in love, for I know when you're made out of.
Thank you. never grows.
What is up, dear listener? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song So Clear by Hyde, the Umru Corrosion, featuring Umru. So Clear is one of the singles off of Hyde's newest album, and this is a remix of it. So, hope you enjoyed. Just before that was Time by Pedal Supply off of her 2020 EP, Hey. And then opened that set with Show Me What featuring Cecile Believe by A.G. Cook off of his album, 7G. Today's definition of the cool, it's more of a question, but if we boil it down, it's transgression, saturation, innovation. So I talked a little bit in the first break about like kind of like the impetus of this and why we're talking about it. But before we kind of get into that, I want to talk about like genre really broadly and like what I kind of like mean by innovative genre or transgressive genre. I feel like transgressive is like a better word. Well, I don't know if I agree with that but let's stick with innovative genres. Like, kind of like I was saying before, how I would kind of, like, frame it, it would be, like, genres that were challenging in some way. Again, whether if it's with structure or content or method or technology or whatever. And we're gonna talk mainly about hyperpop because that's the genre I kind of know the most about. But the question is kind of, like, how, like, as, like, genres are kind of developed and, like, as these, like, traditions or, like, practices within that genre and, like, the community that, like, built it and participates in it, like, are developed, like, there's usually often, I would say, like, a wave of popularity of like a coolness with that, and like part of that I think is like people are excited by new things, but also like if we look at punk, for example, like that was a huge moment in like creating a like I think like the maybe the most like not the most but like a like very explicitly transgressive sound and like for like a community that like considered itself to be transgressive. As and like part of that though is like both the sound and then also the subject matter was very like explicitly challenging the status quo. And like how the development of genre, like that innovation, that transgression, like is a direct challenge to sounds that are already kind of there. I guess like that's maybe where the transgression is, as well as like a building on that sound. So like if you think about metal, for example, like metal actually has its roots in blues music, which like feels so like, I don't know very much about either of those genres, but like to me that connection is so like, it's so interesting as like a musical adaptation of a very different musical type, if that makes sense. Like because there is kind of very little, like I would say, like auditory relationship between those two genres as they exist now, like it really was like people, I think, like deciding, like using these techniques that they like appreciated and like, yeah, building a new sound from it rather than like trying to like sully that sound or like transform that sound. And maybe that's what innovation is, but or like are not so like challenge that sound, I guess. But yeah, it's so, genre is such a complicated topic and there's so much that goes into it, and like I don't know enough about any of them, I would say. Like but yeah, these are all kind of like these kind of like connections between genres and like this innovation and like development of it, like, and how I think like it's also like very relevant, like how genres like come into fashion, I guess, and then like after they aren't as popular anymore, like they still persist, like people are still making that music. And then it becomes a question of like saturation, and like once it's saturated it's no longer transgressive, so it's kind of like less cool, I guess. I'm putting that in air quotes. So these are kind of all the things that we're talking about. We're gonna move on because we have so much more to talk about and so much more music to listen to. So this is Long Time by Music Chien, Auto and Pudding Club, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomunum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Don't Come Back by Lava LaRue off of High Fidelity. Just before that was Clone featuring Always Rev by Cherry Blue. And then opened that set with Long Time by Musique Chien, Otto, and Pudding Club. Anyway, today's definition-ish of the word cool is cool, noun, transgression, saturation, innovation. We talk about genre quite a bit, because that's also what we're talking about in relation to those three things. And again, we're focusing on hyperpop because that is what kind of I know the most about. So the question is it inherently innovative? Is music within a newer genre inherently innovative because it's participating in a genre that we collectively have decided is progressive, transgressive, or like cool? And like once it reaches, like, does it reach a threshold where it's no longer transgressive? I think about this in relation to like, or I was thinking about this a lot in relation to punk, because I think that like with, as like punk kind of has persisted, like there've been so many subgenres like related to it, and like pop punk and like hardcore and whatever. And like, I think that when I was a lot more interested in punk music, or like not more interested, but when I listened to a lot more of it, like I did keep trying to kind of like find, I kept finding myself going towards more extremes, or like trying to find sounds that were harder. Like to me, it was like trying to find, yeah, increasingly trying to find sounds that like kind of met this level of transgression that I like initially kind of felt when I first listened to it, I guess is how I want to say it. Like, for example, like, because there are, we're talking about hyperpop today, but like there are so many, like, all genres are transgressive if you really want to think about it, but let's not even go there. But like, I wanted to have like at least a part of the show be only punk music. And I just like, I was like, oh, like I'll find, like I'll play songs that like I used to play, or like, or I don't know. I was just like looking at old playlists and stuff and listening to that music. And it like wasn't as like, it wasn't as exciting to me anymore. Like I, and like the only word that I can think of for that is like, I became oversaturated with that, by that sound. And so it like was no longer it wasn't really innovative to me. Like, is it this question of like, is it innovative just because it's new? Like, I don't know. And I feel like if you listen to a lot of artists' discographies, especially artists who like do kind of participated in more like whatever transgressive genres, like their sound does kind of become more like, I feel like there's this like almost like meme of like the sound becoming more experimental or whatever. Either becoming more experimental or becoming more saturated, more kind of softened. Yeah, I mean, it's a question and I don't have the answer. So we're going to move on because, again, there's so much left to talk about. So this is Easiest For You by Lukeman off of their album SD1. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, adewolf.com. That's adewolf.com. Bless. What's on my mastery? Train like a nap.
I'm dropping the book.
What is up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Bimbofication by ZDBT off of their album Evening Star, featuring the one and the only Prado Monroe. Just before that was Pussification by Jody Doty Roger off of their album Drowning Lessons, and then opened that set with Easiest for You by Luke Mann off of their album SD1. Today's definition were cool, cool noun, transgression, saturation, innovation, and genre. I've added the and genre because it is kind of all we're talking about today. So the next question is innovation required to continue being labeled transgressive? And like, how connected are, or maybe flip those words, is transgression required to continue being labeled innovative? Like once that kind of saturation point is hit, like, do you have to keep, is it like necessary to like continue pushing these boundaries in order to like be seen as an innovative or like, yeah, like innovative or like progressive genre that is, or even maybe the word I want to use is relevant, like a genre that like is relevant to like this cultural landscape that we find ourselves in. And I don't know. Call in if you know. This is CFCF with the song 106 AM off of their album Blowing Up the Workshop 48. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What is up? You have reached the end of our show. Bam, 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 bam. Thank you so much for tuning in. You just heard the song Glow Up by Saliva and Dita off of their album Brickle. Just before that was Eli Murrow with the song Taking Sides off of their album Wishbringer. And then opened that set with CFCF with the song 106 AM off of the album Blowing Up the Workshop 48. We've reached the end of our show. The last thing I want to talk about, as per usual, is K-pop. Just kidding. I have never played K-pop on the show that I can think of. It is all that I listen to right now. And I think like K-pop is like a very specific example, but like pop music in general, if we're talking about transgression, saturation, innovation, genre, and like all these things, like pop music like has persisted as a very obviously popular genre. And like the structure and sound of pop music to continue kind of like that almost like legacy is I would say inherently non-transgressive. Like a lot of the time I think like music will be labeled like experimental pop or even like hyper, like yeah, like hyper pop. Like there will be subgenres of transgressive, like sonically transgressive pop music, but the like structures and yeah, like I can't think of the word I want to use, but the within that genre, like how it's built and often the content, whatever, is I don't want to say like palatable, but it's not as challenging versus like the sonic element of that music versus like if we think of like huge pop stars and like huge pop songs, like the transgression of that music is in like the narratives around the artists often. Like I'm thinking of Ariana Grande and how like or even like Britney Spears, Taylor Swift is like whatever example of it, of like placing like the transgression of like crossing that, blurring those lines between like speaking to the audience and like sharing real stories in this very, very like sanitized platform, like that makes it really, I don't know, like I feel like that's where a lot of transgression is. And then also when we look at pop music now, a lot of it, most of the innovation that happens is in the production, like let's be real. Like But we're going to close the show with Koreatown Acid's remix of Cookie by NewJeans. If you have not listened to NewJeans' EP, which has three bangers and one song, Attention, Hype Boy, and Cookie, and then Hurt is on it as well, but we're going to talk about the three, Attention, Hype Boy, and Cookie. Koreatown Acid is a Toronto-based artist. She put a really good album out earlier this year called Elephant in the Room, and this is her, like, I think, like not hilarious, but, like, of course a footwork remix of Cookie exists. Like, duh. So, this is Cookie by NewJeans, remixed by Koreatown Acid, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope that this episode had more answers than confusion, but it's a big topic. We're gonna get lost. Anyway, this is Cookie. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Take it, don't break it. I wanna see you taste it. Sugar, the sugar. None dead or I'm like easy. Take it, don't break it. I wanna see you taste it. Sugar, the sugar. None dead or I'm like easy. Take it, don't break it. I wanna see you taste it. Sugar, the sugar. None dead or I'm like easy. Take it, don't break it. I wanna see you taste it. Sugar, the sugar. None dead or I'm like easy. Take it, don't break it.
I got my thing cookie.